time for our Julian's People feature and our cast of characters from across the South telling their story on a regular basis. And it's good morning to Simon Colstow, a regular contributor on our Daily Thoughts, interestingly. And we'll be following Simon for a year as he tries to get a grant to develop new medicines. Last time he was on, he was telling us about setting up his own research lab. Back on the line for an update. All being well, in just a few moments' time. I think we've lost Simon. Have we lost Simon as well? We have had a meltdown on our telephone system. I don't know if your phone's affected, by the way. 023 seems to be the problem. Let me know, because it's clearly causing a problem this morning.
Don't worry, Julian. I've seen a carrier pigeon outside, so I think we'll be OK.
We have got Simon now. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Julian.
Welcome back to the show. I was just explaining, we're following you as you try to get money for new medicines. You set up your own research lab. How's it going?
Right, well, when I spoke to you about a month and a half ago, I was quite excited because I had a couple interviews coming up and a couple projects that were I put in to put in applications for the grants. And unfortunately, I've had a month and a half of abject failure on things. I applied for a job at a local university here, and I didn't actually get it. But when I sort of found out from some people I knew there, apparently there were 80 applicants for one position, and I was shortlisted, but obviously they only appointed one person, and the person they did appoint was a lot more senior than me, because there's so few academic jobs, and there's so many universities that are closing down departments and sort of trying to minimize their budgets because they don't know what the government's going to be doing next. That even for junior jobs, I'm competing with quite senior people, so that's all a little bit disappointing at the moment.
Yeah, and your story, I fear, is now going to roll out, isn't it, in the next 18 months and going to get a lot worse, isn't it?
Yes, that's unfortunately. See, I seem to be a little bit unlucky that I've got to my point of my career right at this time when there's all this uncertainty, because until the government sort of says exactly what they're going to be doing with funding, there's a lot of people are being really conservative in terms of hiring new people or making available more money for research grants. So, for instance, I put in another grant and heard back the other day that I didn't get it, but there were 120 project proposals. Mine was ranked 20 of those 120, but they only awarded 5. In other years, they may have awarded 15 or even 20, but they decided they wanted to reduce the number they awarded this year because they weren't sure what was going to happen in the future. So
this is going to have a real knock-on, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also a bit difficult when you look at other countries that are putting a lot of money into research and a lot of money into academia, that you sort of have projects that are hot projects at the time, and unless you can get someone funded and working on it, someone else will have that idea and take it away. So, you know, I'm sort of competing with people in the United States, and the longer I go without being able to get funding for my projects, the more likely it is that someone else might do it in another country.
Yeah.
So.
And have you thought of applying for lectureships as a sort of a hold-all whilst you're working on getting the money for the research?
Well, I'm doing that as well at the moment. And in fact, the one I told you where there was 80 applicants and they ended up appointing someone who was very senior was actually a lectureship.
Right.
And the person they appointed had actually 20 years of experience, but applied for a job that was aimed for someone who was, you know, just going into a lectureship for the first time.
Which just proves the point. So someone very experienced going for basically a junior job just to get a job.
Precisely.
Yeah,
and
so it sums it up.
The poor junior people don't stand much of a chance. So,
Simon, there's a lot to talk about during the summer. We're going to talk again, I'm sure. I know we are on this feature. I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning and for updating us on your story. Sorry about the problem we had with the phone line to start with.
That's okay, Julian.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye. Simon Colstow from Botley, medical researcher, lecturer-to-be, I am sure, and we'll be following his story over the next 12 months.